This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order intended to help Los Angeles rebuild faster from the deadly wildfires. His order waives certain reconstruction requirements. It also extends a law against price gouging. But the fire danger far from over, says L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
We know that elevated critical fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday.
Fires are blamed for at least 16 deaths in the region, but crews have made progress on the Eaton fire. It's now 27% contained. President-elect Donald Trump takes the oath of office in 8 days. He has warned Hamas to release all hostages by the time he's sworn in. Israeli sources expressing optimism about ongoing talks in Doha, the U.S. involved in the talks. Trump's incoming Middle East representative and envoy is there, as is President Biden taking part. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Oh, the rain comes a bitter path, and I'd love.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, some flurries and light snow. Today, accumulations will be well under an inch. Our winds turning to the northwest and some gusts up around 25 miles per hour. That will drive our temperatures downward into the lower 20s by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy, near zero overnight. Currently 26 degrees.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the author of Building the Bucks, Jordan Tresky, and talk entertainment with Capital Times reporter Victoria Davis. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
But when she wants to go to bed, you know, and I want to stay up, read the paper, maybe watch a little bit of the television, she from the bedroom, she'll hear the squealing, oh, come on to bed, what's the matter? You're consuming too much electricity, the bill is too high, too small, come on, warm up my feet.
That's all I hear all day is yakety-yak.
Hot, hot, hot. Keep up the spirit. You're hot, he's hot, she's hot, I'm hot. You're hot, he's hot, she's hot. Real hot, real hot, real hot, real hot.
Hot lips, boy, can she kiss. A pair of lips I can't resist. The other guys all envy me. Right in my shoes, they'd like to be. I walk her home, we say goodnight. I steal a kiss and hold her tight. She's got finesse, I must confess. Oh, how I love those two hot lips.
Spike Jones, Homer, and Jethro.
You said we were through. Every night you dated someone new. But I've heard a report. Things are not as great as you thought. Are you kissing more now? After every caress, and if the pleasure's not there like you thought it would be, well, you can switch back to me. You go out with guys, and you keep believing all their lies, but they're just having fun, and they put you down when they're done. Are you kissing more now? To me. Someday you will find I'm the only one who's on your mind. But on that fateful day, I will look at you and I'll say, are you kissing more now? Play.
kiss me quick while we still have this feeling. Hold me close and never let me go.
The girls go crazy when they get a kiss from Meyer. The kiss of Meyer is the acme of desire. The kiss of Meyer makes their temperature get higher. The kiss of Meyer lit the great Chicago fire. He has a way that makes the ladies feel exalted. He'll take you out and treat you to a chocolate malted, then some pistachio nuts, a nickel's worth unsalted. And after that, little girl, you're through. He'll try to lure you one night when stars are twinkly. He'll call and say, come over, we'll watch TV, my pet. But I assure you, you'll see no Huntley Brinkley, 'cause Meyer hasn't got a TV set. What does he need it? He'd never use it. To him, the late, late show is you. The kiss of Meyer is so sweet that none is sweeter. The girls can't wait for him to come and read their meter. He's known all over as the Bronx La Dolce Vita, the Cary Grant of the Grand Concourse. Whatever Meyer wants, Meyer gets, and that's his name. His name is Meyer Getz.
Nelson Eddy.
Kiss your hand, madame, your dainty fingertips. And while in slumberland, madame, I'm begging for your lips. I haven't any right, madame, to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, vanish with the night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and pray my dreams come true.
In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and pray my dreams come true. In I your madame, your dainty tits, and while in Berland, madame, I'm begging for your, I haven't any, madame, to the things I, just when I hold you, madame, you vanish with a, madame, in I, your, madame, and hope my dreams come.
Baby, you know I dig you the most. And you're a real crazy chick, but don't bug me with this marriage scene. It's like, you know, I'm a musician. I blow drums with Stan. You want a cat that blows bubbles with Welk. Baby, I think you're the wildest, but I ain't gonna put no ring on your finger. It's like, you know, I'm a musician, and I don't dig this coming home to some nagging chick after a hard day at the unemployment line. I ain't got no marriage eyes for no one, but you're a real nutty chick, and you like to wail, especially when you get smashed. You know, I'm a musician, and I blow drums, and what's that? Can you write me when I get back to my pad? Crazy. What's my address? You better write me in care of the piano player. I don't want anyone opening up my mail. Dig?
In dreams I kiss your hand, madame.
Bob Crosby, Music of the Stars.
I approach you, madame, just as meek as a lamb, just to tell you I'm always at your service, madame. I can scramble an egg, I can open a clam, and remember I'm always at your service, madame. And it wouldn't be hard to be your bodyguard, to protect you with my arms. I'll be observant, but as a servant, I'd be too fervent about your charms if you're lonely some night. And you know where I am. Call me up and you'll find me at your service, madame.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her upon the old willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Kiss your hand, madam. Your dainty fingertips. And while in slumberland, madam, I'm begging for your lips. I haven't any right, madam, to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madam, you vanish with the night, madam. I kiss your hand, madam, and pray my dreams come true.
Coming to you once again from the beautiful Aragon Ballroom on Lick Pier at the beautiful Santa Monica Beach, California. We've been getting lots of cards and letters from you folks out there in the television land. And we surely do thank you for all the cards and the letters from you folks out there in the television land. Starting us off tonight is our trio, the Lemon Sisters. And girls, what are you going to sing?
We're going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters, You Folks Out There in Television Land.
Lent.
Lent.
An appropriate number. One and two and...
Thank you for all those cards and letters, you folks in television land. We wonder where this television land is. Could it be a couple of miles from where Disneyland is? Oh, well, nevertheless, you guys and gals,
what is that noise there? Oh, it's the bubble machine. Turn off. Just a moment. I'm sorry. Hold it just a moment, please. Turn off the bubble machine. Please turn off the bubble. Thank you, Lemon Sisters, for that lovely number. Wonderful, wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's that man with the deep, deep voice, Larry Looper. Larry, what are you going to sing for us, Larry?
I'm going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters.
I'm sorry, that number has been taken.
Well, I'll sing The Funny Old Hills, then.
Good. One, and two, and... Hold it just a moment. The bubbles don't come till the end of the program. Turn off the bubbles. Thank you, Larry... thank you, Larry Looper, for that wonderful number. And now I would like to play a short instrumental medley based on the names of girls. One and two and... No. No, that's not it. Now here's that young man about town from the brass section, Stony Stonedwell, to sing Please.
Please, lend your little ears to my plea.
What is the matter with that machine? Here, hit it with your horn. Hit it. Here, stick your mouthpiece in it there. A wonderful, a wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's our champagne lady, Alice Lean. Alice is gonna sing Moonlight and the Shadows. One and two and...
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 25 years, my puffing finger is caught in my cheek. Will you give me a hand there, Alice? Here, pull my arm. No, the other arm. Yes, pull it. Pull it. That's it.
Moonlight and shadows, and you in my arms, and a melody in the bamboo tree, my sweet.
Somebody stop the bubble machine. The whole ballroom is lathering up with bubbles. And now I can't see the cameras. Here, let me set the accordion down on the stage. And I'll try and fix that. Bear with us, folks, just a moment, please. Gee, the time is running out and we haven't even played the polka. Wait a minute, boys. I didn't mean... Hold it, Alice. Don't polka on my accordion. Gee, Dad, it was a Wurlitzer. Hit the theme, boys. And so it's good night from all the champagne. Where's the cameras? There's so many bubbles I can't. And so, friends, we help. The whole ballroom is shoving off the sea.
Sure is a clear night, ain't it, Captain?
Yep, matey. These are the kind of nights when the sea plays tricks on you.
Yeah, I recollect one night off Singapore.
Tricks, I say. Like that mirage off the port bow now.
What?
See it there? Kind of bubbly looking in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Gee, if I didn't know better, I'd say it looks like the Aragon Ballroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a catchy chant you're humming there, Captain. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. It just keeps running through my head.
Let's go below and catch a little shut-eye.
Okay.
Help! Help! Waterfall, waterfall! Turn off the bubble machine! Help!
Lawrence Welk's first book was called Wonderful, Wonderful, which was an autobiography. It was on the bestseller list for many weeks. He has another book called, believe it or not, A One, A Two, which is says Life with My Musical Family. Would you welcome, very charming gentleman, Mr. Lawrence Welk. I think these guys are auditioning, just in case things fall apart here. They're ready to...
My theme, Bubbles in the
they
Wine.
They got the theme down? How did that start?
One of the things that you have never taught Doc how to do is the opening like this. I'm going to teach it to him before I leave today.
When did you first do the Champagne Bubbles?
Oh, it started at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I don't know that we talked about that on the show. Did somebody come up with it, or...?
No, I had a style, and we had a very small band. I couldn't afford to hire an arranger. I used to buy stocks and tear them up, you know, and work them up with the little band I had. And when we first played Coast to Coast, a great many people wrote us letters and said that our music was different. They said it reminded them of Champagne. And when so many letters came in along that line, we called it the Champagne Music of Lawrence Welk. And it stuck.
Boy, has it ever. How many years altogether have you been on television? I remember when you first went on television, I was working out here in the early 50s, and you started from one of the ballrooms, I think, locally.
We started in 51 at KTLA for 4 years,
yeah.
And July 2nd, 1955, we went coast to coast. We've been on television ever since.
That's a long run.
This is our 20th year.
20 years. Well, you're right up with Gunsmoke.
Johnny, you and I have a lot in common.
We started locally out here on the television on the West Coast.
In spite of the fact we're so different, you know, I've been sitting back there watching your show, and it's so ad-lib that I'm beginning to think I'm doing wrong by rehearsing all week long.
Just come out and let it go.
I should do what you're doing.
No.
Everything ad-lib.
I couldn't do what you do. You've been too successful at it. But you were 17 years with ABC, and then... did you leave, or did they say, hey, you're not going to be on the network anymore?
No, we didn't leave. We were requested to leave.
Requested to leave. I've been through that. Everybody has who's had television shows. How did you take it? Was it a personal affront?
It was a very difficult thing. This is one of the reasons I think I wanted to write the book. I wanted to tell the folks a little bit what goes on in back of the scene. And this particular thing was a very difficult situation for me because I have altogether about 200 people. I have 46 people in the orchestra, and it looked like everyone would be out of a job. And it only lasted a few hours when my sponsor, Matty Rosenhaus, with the J.B. Williams, called me and said, Lawrence, we still believe in you, and if you'd like to go some other route, we'd be very happy to sponsor you. Well, that's a pretty good feeling when you have a sponsor and also an orchestra. All we needed is some television station to carry us. Don Featherston, man that you know very
our
well,
friend,
sent out a whole bunch of wires, and by the next morning, we had a syndicated show.
And you're seen now, I understand, on more stations than you were when you were actually on the network anyway.
We have a little over 250 stations this year.
That's incredible.
Now here's the Lawrence Welk Band.
Bad foot, but next time he comes on, I'm going to have him dance with Sissy. A polka.
Why don't you go over and lead our band? You want to do a little polka or something, really, or get somebody from the audience? You always dance with him. Take our band, get a lady and a little polka. Help yourself. Little polka, get somebody to dance with you. Doc never dances with anybody from the audience.
I think maybe we ought to swing out with the fellas. So you got a nice little swing arrangement?
We got a thing you like here called Nifty Riff.
Nifty Riff? Okay.
You know how to beat them off?
I do, yes.
A one and a two?
Okay. Boys, are you ready? Hi, fellas. Okay, here we go, boys. A one, two, and...
Want to do this commercial first, and then we'll come back. Off and on, we have David Brennan, also Ashley Martin.
Gesundheit.
Dance the Gesundheit Polka. Come on and dance the Gesundheit Polka. It means the same as Prosit, which means good health to you. First find a dimpled Fraulein. Be smart and soon she will fall for your line. Then the Gesundheit Polka will make your dreams come true.
Waiters dancing with their trays, bringing out the steins of beer, drinking till the break of day. Everyone is full of cheer. What a happy, happy thrill when you hear the Oompa band. How can anyone be still? Grab your partner by the hand.
Bitte schön, mein lieber Freund.
Dance with me now, while you romance with me now. Dance while I whisper I love you. Dance the Gesundheit Polka, better than Krautheit Polka. Dance the Gesundheit Polka.
Milwaukee, Milwaukee, my baby's from Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, a native through and through. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, he's wild about Milwaukee. When we kiss, I'll tell you this, I love Milwaukee too. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, I thank you, oh Wisconsin, that you have Milwaukee. How lucky can you be? Milwaukee, Milwaukee, I light up like a Ronson. Each time he holds me in his arms, you mean so much to me. And when we do the Milwaukee polka, around, round, round we go flying. There's more romance when you dance this polka. You'll be surprised what it will do to you. Oh, when we do the Milwaukee polka, around, round, round we go spinning. Oh, what a thrill this Milwaukee polka. It's like rooting for the Braves every inning. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, my baby's from Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, and when we settle down, I'll betcha, he'll betcha, you name it and we'll betcha, a dollar to a donut, it will be Milwaukee town.
Oh, well, thank you, thank you, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the recording studio, in a recording studio, California, the Jambu Music Makers and myself are a plow this punch to bring you your way right now, the old favorite, the beer, a bottle, a polka. We'll be right back.
we do the Milwaukee Polka. Around, round, round we go flying. There's more romance when you dance this polka. You'll be surprised what it will do to you. Oh, when we do the Milwaukee Polka. Around, round, round we go spinning. Oh, what a thrill this Milwaukee Polka. It's like rooting for the Braves every inning.
Milwaukee, Milwaukee,
my baby's from Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, Milwaukee,
and when we settle down, I'll bet ya, he'll bet ya, you name it and we'll bet ya, a dollar to a donut, it will be Milwaukee time.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I'm never far away from me.
Good night.
Everybody, it's Lou Vergani, and thanks for being with us. This is a closing theme. We've had it for 30-some years. And now it's here, and we're on the Civic Media Radio Network. And all over the world at civicmedia.us. Hey, join us on Facebook, Music of the Stars. Also on podcast at civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. Each and every week from 7 till high noon Central Standard Time. The Civic Media Radio Network. Keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars. Until next week, then. This is Lou Regani, Music of the Stars.
Lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. So many stories in Southern California of those who lost their homes as the wildfires rage. Marcela Buenelos, 24 years old, tried to save her grandmother's house in Altadena, and while doing that, her own home burned down.
I was about to make 2 years that I moved out my parents. And I took a lot of pride in that. And I was very happy there.
ABC's Matt Rivers is in Brentwood.
With fires still raging in Los Angeles, evacuations are expanding. The Brentwood and Encino neighborhoods under threat as residents make their way out of the area.
It's very difficult, but we're alive.
The death toll at least 16. The fate of TikTok in the U.S. likely to be decided this week. No action by the Supreme Court or no U.S. buyer would mean the app would be blocked on January 19th. Dozens were injured when two trams collided in France Saturday afternoon. Authorities say none of the injuries are critical. One of the trams was found derailed. This is ABC News.